Duke and Dow with you live in studio, heading into our next guest interview segment for the day today. And joining us live over the phone this morning is Mitch Edwards. Mitch is on the board of directors for OneYO, the NIL collective for the University of Wyoming. Mitch, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How's everything up in the Great Star Valley?
We're doing great. Thank you. And we're broadcasting to all of Southwest Wyoming. So we've got a lot of folks listening in on this, which is good because OneYO, you have launched this new campaign this week, the 307 campaign. Tell us about this, Mitch, and what some of the goals are.
Yeah, great. I appreciate you guys letting me be on today and explain this. So OneYO, the NIL Collective, what we do is we raise money in order to help engage University of Wyoming student athletes to help promote charitable causes. So show up to Boys and Girls Clubs events, help Make-A-Wish Wyoming, help the Jay Foundation with suicide awareness, these kinds of things. And in order to help raise money, we've launched this 307 campaign. And what we're trying to do is engage with the everyday Wyoming fan, alum, or supporter. And we're hoping to get 1,000 contributors to contribute $307. And if you break that down into a monthly payment, that's just $25 a month. And so our goal is to engage 1,000 different people across the state of Wyoming or even across the country who are loyal fans of Wyoming to help us out and help raise money for these causes.
You actually have a live counter, it looks like, on your website, which I think is pretty cool. You're up to, about 112 right now. So still plenty of room for our listeners to hop on, it sounds like, Mitch, and be part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are excited about where we are with 112. I mean, this is our third day now into this. And so the word's just kind of getting out. We've sent a bunch of emails. The University Athletics Department sent a bunch of emails to folks. Asking them to participate. And so we had a good initial showing here, and hopefully we just continue to gain momentum, and people like you that are generous with their time and help us get the word out, and people out there in Wyoming jump on board and just get involved.
Mitch, I think one of the things that needs to happen with this, along with a lot of things, but there's got to be an education process, I think, because this NIL or name, image, likeness, I mean, some people don't even know what that is. It has just turned into such a large part of college athletics so quickly, and especially schools that are maybe, you know, a little smaller than others, like Wyoming. We are trying to find a way to maybe fill that gap, and this is about collegiate athletes being compensated for their time and their efforts on behalf of the university and such. Now, if I'm misspeaking on that, but I guess what I'm asking is if you can maybe explain or detail some of that process to our listeners, I think maybe people would be a little more comfortable with understanding what's going on.
Yeah. So a few years ago, there was a lawsuit. And in that lawsuit, the Supreme Court of the United States ultimately said that athletes are able to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness. And what most people, what's easiest to explain to most people with respect to name, image, and likeness is advertisements, endorsements. So when you see somebody who's out endorsing a product or a brand, that is the engagement of name, image, or likeness. Doing autographs and those types of things is the easiest way to explain what that is. Now, in Wyoming, because we're a smaller school, a smaller state, we don't have the same type of corporate structures. We don't have the big brands out there that are located in Wyoming. The model we followed as a collective is a model that some other schools across the country have employed. And what we do is we take that name, image, and likeness, engage with the student athlete, and plug that into a charity. And so, for example, in April of this year, Make-A-Wish had for its first time a big fundraising dinner, and it featured athletes that we engaged to show up to that dinner, and throughout the night they participated in that event. And so we engaged those student athletes. Those student athletes' name, image, and likeness was used to advertise, to get people to come in the doors for that dinner. They had 250 people that were pretty much first-time contacts with Make-A-Wish. And we helped raise over $200,000 for Make-A-Wish that day, which is enough to grant about 25 wishes to kids with critical illnesses. And so that's just an example of one of the things we do. We've also sent 14 athletes to become ambassadors for the J Foundation, which is a foundation that was started by some folks out of Pinedale after one of their dear friends unfortunately committed suicide. And the idea of the J Foundation is to get into schools across the state and across the country to raise awareness for suicide and let people know that they're cared about. And so we've gotten these student athletes involved in that, and they're going to start going out to schools and start presenting and talking about that people are cared about. And all it takes is for somebody to make a call to, check in with somebody, and they call it a boot check. But to check in with somebody to let them know that they're cared, to find out how they're doing, that may save someone's life. And so those are the things that we engage the name, image, and likeness for, as opposed to just doing the endorsements and things like that for brands or products.
Mitch, I love that. I absolutely love it, because you're full aware, as our listeners are, there's been a little controversy over NIL, right? And whether it should or shouldn't be a thing. But it is a thing. And when people make a donation to 1YO, I love how it's not just going to support the student athletes, but you're actually making a big difference across the entire state of Wyoming. And you're doing these things that matter and that are important. And so when people make a donation to 1YO.org, they know that it's not just going to an athlete. It's helping that athlete, and it's making a difference there, but it's also making a big difference on some of those things that you just talked about. And that's really got to be big for a donor. I think people should really buy into that.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we were hoping for. And we want to use this to do good. There's a lot of things out there that people hear about with NIL across the country, and they just don't like it, whether it's, some student athlete getting paid an absorbent amount of money to make a tweet or to do some type of social influencing of themselves and to create their own brand. But that's not what people in Wyoming are about. And frankly, we've gotten great buy-in from our student athletes at the University of Wyoming, and everybody should be proud that the University of Wyoming student athletes want to get out there and they want to do good, and they want to help out the communities, and they're having a great time. I mean, we had some football players up at the Boys and Girls Club in Casper doing a football clinic. And, just watching the interaction with those kids, it was a lifetime experience for those kids that they'll never forget. And at the end of the day, when they're signing shoes or signing ball caps or things like that for those kids, it'll be something that they remember forever. And hopefully it makes a difference in their lives.
Mitch, you talk about kind of doing it this way, and one of the things that jumps out to me, and what Duke was just saying, it's kind of the Wyoming way. You're going to do it the right way. You're going to try and do it with a little more nobility, some things like that. You're going to try and help people. You're going to try and do things that way. And at the same time, we are the least populated state, which we like. That's why we're here, so many of us. But the people of Wyoming do pull together for a lot of these great causes. I even look at it from even a fundraising standpoint for the university with like the Cowboy Joe Club. Wyoming's a very sparsely populated state, but the Cowboy Joe Club is a really powerful organization. And I view this 1YO and this different collective, but it's going to take everybody doing a little bit and getting on board. And that's what this is all about, correct?
That's right. And that's why we call it a collective. Everybody collectively has to get together and participate in order to help make this work. And that is one of the downsides of being a small state. Otherwise, I love being a small state, but our pool of folks to go out and try to get involved and to get contributions from is much smaller than, say, somebody like in Alabama or Texas, where they can have millions of people contributing small amounts to make a lot of money. Here we have a fewer amount of people that are alum or Wyoming supporters, and we have to go out and try to get every one of them. Every one of you out there that are Wyoming supporters, we're asking for you to help us out because we need your help.
Speaking this morning with Mitch Edwards, he's on the board of directors for OneYO, the NIL Collective. You can find details at oneyo.org. That's the number one, yo.org. And you can make those donations to these great causes that Mitch has been telling us about. You know, Mitch, you talk about the causes in the state and how good those things are. But you still need to compete athletically, right? And that's part of this as well. And you mentioned some of the other the big brand schools across the nation that are getting these just so much money. We talked Dow and I were actually talking earlier this week about Oregon and Nike basically going to wanting to try and buy a championship for the Oregon Ducks football program. It's incredible. When you bring it back to the Mountain West schools, though, how is Wyoming competing within the conference when it comes to NIL and the ability to recruit in that realm?
You know, I think that's a great question. And you know, we have to focus on where we can compete. We're not going to compete with the SEC schools and those things. So we do look at it from a conference perspective, and we're competing well there. But there are programs across the Mountain West that have better funding for their collective than we do. And, you know, so we have to be out there and raise awareness and start getting those contributions so we can raise our level towards the top side of the Mountain West Conference. And it is all about, you know, with men's basketball, some of it has to go into recruitment in the sense that, you know, some of these players now have agents and the agents want to know that there's going to be not only the opportunity for compensation for NIL, but they want to know, you know, which school has got the best ability for their athlete to be compensated. And so basketball is competing in that realm. And right now football is competing in the retention realm. You probably see out there where schools, Wyoming's lost a few players to the portal that have gone on to sign NIL deals somewhere else. But you probably see, you know, just last couple days, that team to the south that we won't talk about is talking about how they had some of their guys when schools came out and, you know, offered from the SEC or the Big 12 offered them big money to try to leave. Fortunately, those guys, you know, for them didn't take that bigger money. They took smaller NIL compensation to stay with their school. And that's what we have to try to achieve here at Wyoming is giving these guys not only the culture and the game day experience, but also saying, hey, we have something here for you in NIL that we can help compensate. We can't compete with the big schools of the world, but if you're willing to hang with us, here's what we can do for you.
Mitch, appreciate your time. It's been very insightful. Tell us the details on how people can become involved and make a donation to this great cause with OneYO.
Yeah, everybody out there, I hope you get on online and go to numeral1wyo.org. And on that homepage, you'll see a little button that says 307 campaign. You just scroll down on once you get to the 307 campaign, and there's a specific 307 campaign form that you fill out there. You can designate a specific sport that you would like your contribution to be directed towards, so football, basketball, wrestling, women's basketball, volleyball, et cetera. And we'll put that in the silo for that particular sport. And it's as easy as putting in your credit card information and clicking donate now. If you want to send us a check, you can send us a check by sending it to P.O. Box 307, Laramie, Wyoming, 82073. And make those checks payable to 1WYO.
P.O. Box 307. That's awesome. I like that. That's, again, Mitch Edwards. He's on the board of directors for 1YO. You can go to numeral1yo.org for all the details. Mitch, thank you for your time, and wish you guys the best of luck.